Thank you for listening to the American Jewish World Service Weekly Dvar Zedek podcast. I'm Ruth Messenger, president of AJWS. For more information about AJWS work all over the globe, and to find out how you can get involved, please visit our website at www.ajws.org.
This is Parashat Devarim, and I am Shira Fisher. Parashat Devarim is always read on the Shabbat immediately preceding Tisha B'Av, the ninth of the Hebrew month of Av, the day commemorating the destruction of both temples. On this Shabbat, we read the first prophecy of Isaiah as our Haftarah. It describes the destruction of Jerusalem, the faithful city that was filled with justice, where righteousness dwelt, but now murderers. How could this change happen? How could the city that was so faithful and filled with justice become so corrupt? The word how, echa, is a theme repeated throughout the liturgy of the week preceding Tisha B'Av. It is the central question of the book of Echa, Lamentations, which is read on that day of mourning, and which begins, Echa, how she sits alone, the city that was full of people. She has become as a widow. She that was great among the nations, and princess among the provinces, how she has become tributary. The Haftarah bears the same question, though Isaiah's use is more rhetorical. Echa, how she has become a harlot, the faithful city that was filled with justice. Instead of a simple berating for the moral decline, as we prepare for Tisha B'Av, we are asked, how did this happen? Looking for a reason for this fall from greatness, beyond the external fact of the Romans' conquest of Jerusalem, the rabbis suggest societal causes for the destruction of the temples. They say that the first temple was destroyed because of murderous behavior, and the second because of baseless hatred, turning the focus from blaming others, or even self-pity, to examining how we treat each other. They suggest that God decreed the destruction of the temple because the rituals of the temple are meaningless if its attendants do not treat each other well. Isaiah, similarly, rebuked the people for empty external piety that masked their inner corruption. In Parashat Devarim, we can perhaps locate an even more particular cause for the decline of Jerusalem society. Using the word Echa, Moses recalls his frustration at the burden of adjudicating disputes in the Israelite community. Echa, how can I bear alone the trouble of you and the burden and the bickering, referring to the children of Israel? Moses recounts how this burden led to the establishment of a tiered leadership system to respond to the legal needs of the people, and then articulates the only two commandments, mitzvot, that appear in Parashat Devarim. Both relate to fairness in judgment and equality for all. You shall not be partial in judgment, hear out low and high alike. Fear no man, for judgment is God's. Read in tandem with the Haftarah in the Book of Lamentations, the parashah can teach us that lack of justice leads to destruction. Honduras provides a contemporary example. In 2009, after his attempt to extend the limits of the presidential term, President Manuel Zelaya was ousted by a military coup. Since the takeover, rule of law has disappeared and chaos has ensued. As the government has failed to pursue perpetrators of crimes, violence has increased and human rights violations have flourished. The former president was reinstated this spring, but the breakdown in leadership has caused continuing human rights violations. Without the ability to rely on their leadership and court systems, Honduran civil society is suffering. The breakdown of society, because of lack of justice, is repeated around the world wherever the law fails to provide the protections decreed in Parashat Devarim, to judge fairly, high and low alike. When faced with challenges like these, we may be tempted to ask the question we hear again and again this week, Echa, how did this happen? But a more productive response is not Echa, how did we get here? But Echa, how can we move on and return to justice and righteousness? As an antidote to the immorality that he blames for the destruction of Jerusalem, Isaiah suggests, learn to do good. Devote yourself to justice, aid the wronged. Uphold the rights of the orphan, defend the cause of the widow. Indeed, the greatest promise offered to Jerusalem is that she will be a city of justice once again. After that, you should be called City of Righteousness, Faithful City. Justice, equality, and concern for one another will heal the broken city and the broken people. The same lesson applies to our world today. The World Bank's 2011 World Development Report recalls Isaiah's prescription for change. Strengthening legitimate institutions and governance to provide citizens security, justice, and jobs is crucial to break cycles of violence. As we read Parashat Devarim this week, followed by the words of Isaiah, and soon after the Book of Lamentations, we should ask the same question of ourselves. Echa, how can we be a part of returning justice to the world? How much stronger is the charge for change when instead of being asked this question by others, we ask it of ourselves?